From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 23rd day of July 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flash flood watch for portions of northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. The flash flood watch is in effect through Tuesday evening. Slow-moving showers and thunderstorms producing very heavy rain will continue across the region into Tuesday afternoon. Rainfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour will be possible within thunderstorms. Showers and thunderstorms will move slowly and may also train repeatedly across some areas, possibly producing isolated amounts in excess of 5 inches. This heavy rainfall will likely lead to some flash flooding, particularly in areas of poor drainage and in urban areas. In case of flooding, act quickly. Move to higher ground at once. Get away from places subject to rapid flooding, such as dry creek beds or places along streams. Avoid already flooded areas. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting occasional showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a high near 79 degrees. Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 64 degrees. We'll come back to the three-day forecast in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the natural pool on Catterskill is now under town scrutiny. Jim Plank reports in the Daily Mail, a popular swimming hole in Palinville is coming under scrutiny as usage has led to a variety of problems. The Catterskill Creek forms a pool next to the Woodstock Avenue Bridge. It has been a community swimming spot for generations, but in recent days, those using it are leaving garbage behind, says Catterskill Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio. Parking is also an issue, and graffiti is prominent at the site. Leggio said the graffiti is now under State Route 32A Bridge at Catterskill, another site about a quarter of a mile downstream. You can find that full story in today's Daily Mail. Over in Hudson, officials are pondering outsourcing the parking division. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the city of Hudson is considering the possibility of contracting out the administration of its parking division. At the meeting of the Common Council Police Committee on Monday, Police Commissioner Gary Graziano said Chief Edward Moore is meeting with two companies that would take over the whole process. Graziano said the department does not have the personnel to collect outstanding tickets. During the month of June, the city issued tickets totaling $13,000. The city is currently owed $250,000 in parking ticket revenue. That full story you'll find in today's Register Star. And our final story is on the Greene County Youth Fair, where thousands are expected to attend. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Youth Fair will kick off its 59th year on Thursday, July the 25th at the Angelo Canna Town Park in Cairo. The fair is organized by the Greene County Agricultural Society. The annual event celebrates Greene County's longtime tradition of agriculture and honors the young people who will keep that legacy alive, according to the society. The four-day fair includes live music, animal shows and competitions, food vendors, a tractor pull, a classic car show, karaoke, and fireworks. It draws approximately 14,000 visitors over the course of 4 days, according to the organizers. More than 100 volunteers set up and operate the fair all weekend. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. So the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for today. Showers and thunderstorms will move slowly and may also train repeatedly across some areas, possibly producing isolated amounts in excess of 5 inches. The service is advising that in case of flooding, to act quickly. Move to higher ground at once. Get away from places subject to rapid flooding, such as dry creek beds or places along streams, and to avoid already flooded areas. Today's forecast is for occasional showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a high near 79 degrees. Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 64. The forecast for the next 3 days on Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 11 a.m., then isolated showers between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 53. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 56. And finally, Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. The sun rose this morning at 5:40 a.m. and will set at 8:23 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 42 minutes. A decrease of 2 minutes over yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. for this day, Tuesday, the 23rd day of July 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.